Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Hello and good morning, everyone. Welcome to my morning motivation broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, and I'm tackling life's everyday issues with you, your issues and my issues, with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We assign a new task. We tackle a new topic. We have group prayer each day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, it is that simple. It is that simple. And we will be coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verses 1 through 18, and Genesis 21, verses 1 through 5. Now, that is a lot of reading, I know, but don't worry. I'm going to utilize that scripture as well tomorrow, so I'm going to go ahead and read all of it today as well. We need to hear it to get the context of the entire story of what happened in this particular time so that it correlates for you and for me with it is that simple. While you are getting your word ready, I remind you that you can learn more about me, my ministry, see upcoming events, and hear some of the prior powerful morning motivation broadcasts on my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 17, beginning at verse 1. And I am reading to you from the CEV because it's so long. And then we'll finish up with the KJV. Abram was 99 years old when the Lord appeared to him again and said, I am God, all-powerful. If you obey me and always do right, I will keep my solemn promise to you and give you more descendants than can be counted. Abram bowed with his face to the ground, and God said, I promise that you will be the father of many nations. That's why I now change your name from Abram to Abraham. I will give you a lot of descendants, and in the future, they will become great nations. Some of them will even be kings. I will always keep the promise I have made to you and your descendants, because I am your God and their God. I will give you and them the land in which you are now a foreigner. I will give the whole land of Canaan to your family forever, and I will be their God. Abraham, you and all future members of your family must promise to obey me. As the sign that you are keeping this promise, you must circumcise every man and boy in your family. From now on, your family must circumcise every baby boy when he is 8 days old. You must even circumcise any man or boy you have as a slave, both those born in your homes and those you buy from foreigners. This will be a sign that my promise to you will last forever. Any man who isn't circumcised hasn't kept his promise to me and cannot be one of my people. Abraham, your wife's name will now be Sarah instead of Sarai. I will bless her, and you will have a son by her. She will become the mother of nations, and some of her descendants will even be kings. Now listen to these next two verses. Abraham bowed with his face to the ground and thought, I am almost 100 years old. How can I become a father? and Sarah is 90, how can she have a child? So he started laughing. Now let's go to Genesis 21, verses 1 through 5, and I'm 6, 1 through 6, and I'm reading from the KJV. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. What is our topic for this morning? It is that simple. Because you see, when God says it, that settles it. And the laughter that you once did in doubt will turn into laughter and joy when he makes his promises real in your life. Oh, you ought to be praising the Lord right now. All the lines are muted. No one can hear you. I just need to say that again right quickly. It is that simple. When God says it, that settles it. The laughter that you once exclaimed or made in doubt when you first heard the promise from God is the same laughter that he will turn into a joyous laugh for you. And in the presence of all your family, the presence of all your friends, the presence of all your enemies, when he brings those promises to fruition into the natural realm in your life. Come on and clap your hands. All the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Come on and clap your hands and just begin to praise God now for the promises coming to pass in your life. In this scripture this morning, we were reading about Abram and Sarah, wherein God then changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. Sarah was S-A-R-A-I. And he changed it to Sarah. And God was making this promise to Abraham that Abraham would be the father of many nations, that he would have many descendants. And as Abraham was listening to the Lord, even knowing then that he was hearing directly from God, he could not help but laugh within himself. He kind of bowed down to the ground, not trying to be disrespectful to the Lord, but he really could not contain himself. So he began to laugh within himself. I'm hearing you, God, but I'm 100 years old, or I'm 99 at this point. My wife is 90 years old. She's barren. We haven't had any children by now. And here you are coming, Father, telling me at this point, when it is naturally impossible for us to conceive, that you are going to come in and make us the father of many nations when we have no children? I mean, are we going to adopt these children? Is this going to be through the son that I had with my servant or with Sarah's handmaiden, that son named Ishmael? And later in that chapter, that's what Abraham even proposes to God. He says, well, do it through Ishmael. Because in other words, if you say you'll do it through Ishmael, I can better believe you, Lord, because I already have this son, Ishmael, that my wife, Sarah, sent her handmaiden in to me to conceive because she couldn't give me a child and she knew I wanted a child. So she sent her handmaiden into me and I conceived this son Ishmael. So tell me, God, that it'll happen through Ishmael, because within my natural vision, I can see that. I can believe that. That's believable. And later on in that chapter, God said to him, no, it's not going to happen through Ishmael. It's going to happen through you and Sarah, because that's where my promise is. So then we get over into Genesis 21, and we see that God's promise came to pass. And what I loved about that first verse in chapter 21 is that it said, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. And then they conceived, they had this child, they named him Isaac. And then what did Sarah do? Now she began to laugh. See, a year previously, Abraham was laughing within himself, but it wasn't a joyous laugh. It was a laugh of unbelief, a laugh of doubt. How incredulous this sounds, God. But a year later, God brings forth the promise, and now Sarah is laughing with joy. I want to encourage you this morning that the same thing is there and going to happen in your life and in my life. You have laid some things before the Lord. God has spoken directly to you, and he has made some promises unto you. But in the natural realm, those promises seem impossible. And sometimes in the natural realm, they don't just seem impossible. They really are impossible. It may be that God has promised you that you will have a child. And in the natural realm, it is impossible. It may be that God has promised to deliver your children from some type of affliction, some type of incarceration, some type of bad situation, and in the natural, it seems impossible. Maybe they've been given life in prison, or maybe you're looking and you're much older now and you don't think you're going to make it. In the natural, it's impossible. But I want to encourage you today that God said it, and it's just that simple that it will come to pass regardless of how impossible it is in the natural. The laughter that you once uttered in disbelief will be the laughter that you will utter later in joy and celebration, because God visited you and he did what was impossible. It may be in your finances. It may be with your siblings. It may be with your marriage. It may be with your relationship. It may be your job. It may be just be things that you've been laying out for the Lord, to the Lord, for a very long time. I have, you know, some people will say I've been waiting to get married for years and it hasn't happened. And so sometimes even some of my friends will say, well, I've just decided I'm not going to worry about it. I don't need a man. And I'll say to them, that's not godly, because God made us as a woman to be a helpmeet. He made us to have a desire toward our husband. And to the man, he made you to have a helpmeet. So don't utter disbelieving laughter to where you just be like Abraham. And you just let go, you relinquish, you surrender whatever the promises are, because it's taking a while, or because it's difficult, or because it's impossible in the natural, because we've already seen in that word that just as God spoke it, it occurred. Just as he said it, it happened. And in Numbers 23 and 19, the word reminds us that God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of men that he should repent. If he said it, it will come to pass. In Genesis 18, 14, it reminds us, is there anything too hard for God? No, he will come through at the appointed time. Job said, all the days of my life will I wait until my change comes. Sometimes you just got to wait. You just got to stand in faith. You just got to believe and not doubt. You just got to hold on despite every external circumstance, despite all evidence which has been admitted to the contrary. You just got to believe, because it is that simple that God said it, and it must come to pass. I don't know what you're believing God for this morning. I don't know what you've been holding on for a very long time. But I want to remind you that if God promised it to you, if God spoke it to you, it will come to pass. You don't have to worry about all of the opposing counsel's evidence, that opposing counsel being Satan. And you know I'm an attorney, so sometimes it just comes out that way. don't have to worry about every witness that he brings to testify against what God has ordained for your life. You don't have to worry about everything that he submits. You don't need to worry about his opening statement. You don't need to worry about his closing argument. Because the ultimate judge in your life is the Lord. And if the Lord spoke it, it is irreversible law. It can't be repealed. They can't make new laws to circumvent it. Come on and praise the Lord this morning. I feel that thing even for me. It is that simple. Whatever God told you, it's that simple. You got to believe it this morning. Come on and let's get ready and go into prayer. And I want you just to begin to thank the Lord wherever you are. Whatever it is that you've been waiting for, whatever you need from him, call it out. Speak it into the atmosphere. You know the power of life and death. Rest in our tongue. Call it out. If it's marriage, call it out. If it's financial breakthrough, call it out. If it's deliverance, call it out. If it's healing, call it out. Whatever it is that you need, transportation, whatever you need, reconciliation in your marriage, your home, your family, call it out. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We magnify your holy name. Father, I thank you for everyone who's tuned in to this broadcast live right now. Father, I thank you for everyone who will listen later on today. Father, I come in agreement with them right now for the promises that they, God, have laid before you. Father, that just as you have spoken it, just as you have said it, that it will come to pass because it is just that simple. It is just that simple that you are God and that when you say it, it settles it. It is just that simple that you are God and that you're not a man that you should lie. It is just that simple that you are God and there's nothing impossible for you. It is just that simple that you are God and the promises in you are yes and amen. It is just that simple that you are God and you send down your latter rain on your children. It is just that simple that you are God, that you cause your sun to rise on the good and the evil. It's just that simple that you are God and you cause your rain to fall on the just as well as the unjust. It is just that simple that you are God. You are Alpha and Omega. I am that I am. He that was, which is, and is to come. It's just that simple. Hallelujah. That you are God. Now, Lord, you know what they need and you know what I need. You know what they've spoken and you know what I've spoken. You've seen the tears we've cried at night. You've seen us in our prayer closets. You've seen us in our times of disbelief. So I say, Lord, help our unbelief. Strengthen our faith. Help us to stand and not be moved. Help us to stand and not bend. Help us to believe and not doubt. In Jesus' name, we count it done. Amen. Come on and praise the Lord, whatever it is that you need from him. I don't want you to be in doubt anymore, but now begin to do as Sarah and just begin to laugh and celebrate your victory. Woo! Yes, that kind of celebratory laughter. You know how if you were in court and you won that case, when I prevail for my clients, sometimes my clients cry. Sometimes they start laughing. Sometimes I start laughing because, oh, my God, we did it. Oh, Lord, it's a celebratory laugh. Do it this morning. God has visited you. God has visited me. I want to give an altar call right quickly, then the announcements, and then the task for today. If you are not saved, or if you have backslidden, or if you're just not where you know you're supposed to be with the Lord, come on and repeat after me this morning. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I repent of my sins this morning, Lord. I ask you to come into my life and be my Savior. And Lord, now I confess that I am saved. Lord, now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, say amen. And we welcome you back into the body of Christ or newly into the body of Christ. Please get into a Bible-believing and Bible-teaching church. Go to Sunday school. Go to church. Go to Bible study. Join me for breakfast here every morning, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, so that you can strengthen your soul. In the name of Jesus, our announcement for today is that I need you to remember that on tomorrow, which is Feel the Fire Friday. I'll really be going into intercessory prayer for you on the broadcast. The teaching will be very short, and most of the time will be spent in prayer with you. So I need you to go ahead and send me your prayer request. You can go online to my website, feelthefire.com, and enter your prayer request on the morning motivation page. There's a link there. You don't have to put your name. Just put your prayer requests, your testimonies, whatever it is. If you have a question about how the Bible applies to your life in a particular situation, just enter it there, and then I'll address it on there, and then we will go into intercessory prayer for all of those requests. Again, that is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com, on my morning motivation page. Our task for this morning, I love this, is for you to laugh all day today at every time you think about what God has promised you, not with a disbelieving laugh like Abraham, but I want you to go into a celebratory laughter, a celebratory praise. I know you may be at work, so you may not be able to just, you know, laugh out loud. They'll think you're crazy to a certain extent, but you need to do something that signifies, oh, God did visit me. I know, God, that today you came and you visited me. And I'm going to have just what you said I can have. Yeah, that kind of laughter. Don't doubt anymore. The second part of the task is for you to encourage someone else. You may have other friends, family, etc., whom you know they're waiting on something from the Lord as well. And just like I'm encouraging you this morning, and that strengthens you and that strengthens me, then you need to encourage someone else because you're saved, you're a witness. So let them know whatever they tell you today, just say, you know what? Don't worry about it. It is that simple. If God told you, if God said it to you, that settles it. And the laughter or disbelief that you had is going to turn into the laughter of celebration. If you want to, you can refer them to the website. They can hear this teaching at feelthefire.com. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. They can click it on their phone. They can go on the computer. And when they hit the homepage, it will tell them the name of the topic and then go to the morning motivation page. Well, I'll meet you for breakfast again in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Go ahead and enter your prayer requests, your testimonies. Tell me how you're being blessed, and we'll be praying tomorrow. I'll be ready. Some chains are broken. You ought to be laughing right now.